Thank you, Subhuti. Dharmacharis and Dharmacharinis. As Subhuti has just indicated, I've been here at Wyndham College on the convention for the last 10 or 11 days. I've been on convention, of course, with the Dharmacharinis. And I must say, it has been for me a very, very happy and very, very exceptionally positive experience, those 10 days with so many Dharmacharinis. I believe I've had lunch or dinner with some 156 of them, which is one of the advantages of being the founder of a spiritual movement. And I've seen, I'm told, a couple of dozen of them also individually. Apart from that, I didn't really do very much with them, apart from reading some poems. But I was very aware of them as I was getting on with my own work. I was very aware of them meditating and studying and doing their prostration practice and doing their Kalyanamitra yoga. I was very conscious of the very positive, serene and happy atmosphere that was being generated. And I think other order members, the Dharmacharis, are very fortunate to have been able to come, so to speak, into that prepared atmosphere. So, for the last 10, 11 days, I've been, as it were, living in quite another world. The other world, the outside world, has seemed rather distant, even a little dreamlike. I haven't heard any news, haven't seen the newspaper, haven't listened to the radio. So that other outside world, the world, has seemed rather different, rather distant, rather remote. But of course, I do have some recollections of it. I do have some memories of it. I do have some awareness of things that had been going on before I came here, and which no doubt are still going on. I have been very aware of certain issues which have been and still are no doubt in people's minds here in Britain and in other parts of the world. And one of the things that I've been conscious of, one of the things that I've been conscious of, well, for quite a long time, a year, 2 years, maybe more, is that here in Britain, as elsewhere, people are preparing to celebrate the millennium. You can't escape the millennium. Even on this convention, you're not going to escape the millennium. It seems it's quite impossible to escape the millennium. People in Britain, as elsewhere, are preparing to celebrate the 2000th anniversary of the alleged birth of Jesus Christ. I say alleged because even those who believe he did actually exist seem now generally to accept that he was born at least 4 years before the generally accepted date. So I say alleged birth of Jesus Christ. They're preparing, in other words, to enter upon the third millennium of the Christian era. And I think it's important that though we're aware of all this going on, I think that we as Buddhists don't allow ourselves to be carried away by all the excitement, by all the hype. I think it's important that we should remember that this millennium is not our millennium. I'm not, of course, saying that you shouldn't go to see that famous dome on which so much energy, time, skill, and of course money, has been expended. And in any case, of course, the exhibitions within the dome, so I understand, are or will be by no means entirely Christian. Some Christians have in fact complained quite vociferously that Christianity has not been allocated within the dome sufficient space. It seems they're being squeezed into some little corner of some multi-faith or multicultural exhibition, and they're not very happy about that. And in a way one can understand it. It's after all their millennium. But anyway, that's another matter. Buddhists, of course, celebrated a half millennium of their own more than 40 years ago. And that was in 1956 to 1957, May 1956 to May 1957. They all celebrated 2,500 years of Buddhism. And I was, of course, in India at that time, and I took part in those celebrations. And I remember them very well indeed. Not only took part in them, I helped to organize a small part of them. And as I said, I remember them very, very well. It was a highly eventful year, a very colorful and emotional year for all Buddhists.